the January 22nd, 2024 regular town council meeting at 6:01. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And clerk treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Okay, please join us for prayer and call by the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we just welcome your spirit and welcome your presence here at our meeting tonight. Lord, we just lift up all those people that serve in our town and just the citizens here. Lord, we just lift up our state and the world and just ask healing upon it. And Lord, we just ask you to lead us in the items that we talk about here and lead us in what we should do. Just thank you for your spirit and being in our town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, for a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented, I need to move amend the agenda to add a public hearing for the petition to vacant notice, and then second to add ordinance 2024-R-004 vacating a general utility easement.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, that motion by Matt, a second.
Sir.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website. Got a motion by Scott, got a second. Second by Randy, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website. Got a motion by Matt, got a second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a minute to sign those two. Tom McKeown for the fifth appointment for the Board of Zoning Appeals.
So moved.
A motion by Scott, I got a second by Matt. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. The Planning Commission appointments is going to be Nancy McDivitt and Keith Carter. They will be coming from District 2 and District 1, which fills those two positions on those open areas. So I ask for a motion to approve Nancy McDivitt and Keith Carter.
So moved.
I got a motion by Matt. Second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. On our ordinances and resolutions, have none.
Right, Mr. President, after the public hearing, that's where we'll take up ordinance 2024-OR-00.
Okay. All right, so we'll ask for a motion for recess for our public hearing. Got a motion by Scott, got a second.
Second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Okay, our public hearing is for the Tri-Township petition to vacate notice platted easements of Hamburg Pike.
My address is 4303 Drive, New Albany, Indiana. I'm here on behalf of the attorneys for the Tri-District Fire Protection.
Do you need to repeat that for you, Michelle?
Yes, please.
Please.
Yes.
Did you say it again, for the court?
Sorry. It's Aaron Banken, B-N-K-E-N. And my address is 4303 Danny Drive. And that's in New Albany.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay.
We are petitioning to vacate the platted easement on Hamburg Park. The draft, I believe you all initially includes the Ameritech easement, which, as I discussed with Jacob Elder earlier today, we had been treating as a public utility easement, but it is in fact a private easement. So we have revised it to remove that. And we will get that waived or released separately from AT&T. Tri-Township intends to build a new firehouse on the property. It needs to have the utility easement vacated in order to begin construction on that.
Okay, I think everybody has a copy of that, I believe, our town attorney. The order is just that we can have one of you all specifically this issue. And I think it notes here on the last section where there's probably seven. Our fourth page, fifth page, where the easements show here is 20, kind of right here down the middle. I guess probably where you ought to put this nice new firehouse, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I don't know if anybody here in the public has any, Jake, do you have anything?
I'm happy to add to it, but let's open it up, didn't need the public have any comments. I'll ask the public to speak or any questions. So specific to the request, there is a provision within state statute that allows this board to vacate any public way and or public easements that are platted. If you all do move forward with this vacation of the general utility easement, if there are any utilities within the easement currently existing, then they will still have the right to be there. That's set forth in the Indiana code. So before you tonight is whether or not you just simply vacate it. I've spoken with Mr. Smith. I don't believe the town has any current use there for this easement, and I don't know if there's any intended future use. Is that correct, Mr. Smith? So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. So from our point of it is that we have no desire for any kind of usage. So I guess if anybody else here from the public has any thoughts or concerns or anything? All right.
Close public hearing.
We just take a motion to close the public hearing. A motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. All right, motion to open back up our regular town council meeting at 6:10. A motion by Scott, do I have a second by?
I'll second.
Matt, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you all. Okay.
Ordinance number 2024-R004.
All right. So in front of you, we have ordinance number 2024-R-004, an ordinance vacating a platted utility easement. An ordinance for vacation of a platted general utility easement pursuant to the petition filed by Tri-Township Fire Protection District. Be ordained by the town council of the town of Sullivan, Indiana, pursuant to Indiana Code 36-7-3-12, that section 1 application filed by Tri-County Fire Protection District is requesting the vacation of the general utility easement located in the town of Sullivan, Clark County, Indiana, and being more particularly described as that 20-feet general utility easement dedicated to the public use on the plat record in the plat book 11, page 65, in the office of the recorder of Clark County, Indiana. Section 2, that the general utility easement concerns real estate located on or around Hamburg Way, Sullivan, Indiana, and 7306 and 7310 Highway 11, Sullivan, Indiana, which is exclusively owned by the district, and more specifically described as follows. Real estate with Legal description of part of lot four of Hamburg Park subdivision shown on plat book 11, page 65, Clark County, Indiana, written and prepared by Christopher Howe, Blankenbaker and Associates, not based on a survey described as follows. Containing 0.145 acres more or less and subject to all easement restrictions and right-of-ways of the record. Being a portion of that property conveyed to Tribe Township Fire Protection District in instrument 20222-6054 is recorded in the office of the recorder of Clark County, Indiana. Section 3 of the town hereby releases, assigns, and quits any claim to the 20 feet general utility easement on the plat recorded in plat book 11, page 65, in the office of the recorder of Clark County, Indiana, entitled such 20 feet general utility easement within the above description of real estate shall henceforth be vested to the owner of the real estate. Section 4 of this ordinance shall be in full force and effective from the after passage by the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, this 22nd day, January 2024. So this ordinance this day, 22nd day of January 2024. Jake, do you have anything that you want to say?
Another question. Jake, can you give me the legal description of the
like layman's terms?
Yes.
So in layman's terms, an easement is an agreed upon, it depends on what it is, whether it's going to allow, let's say I own property, you're not going to enter an agreement, well, I'm going to allow you to use my property for a specific purpose or reason that we agree upon and we identify on the piece of property. And you can do that one of two ways. You can do it through an actual instrument, which is a deed, or you can kind of do it through a plat. So when a builder or developer decides to develop land that we want it out, we can approve the plat, and on the plat, it can be set forth where the drainage might go, or where sanitary sewers would go, or maybe it's just a general utility easement. And that's the reason why for a platted easement, this is the process for vacating a platted easement versus one that is through two private entities or through an instrument.
Okay, and I guess my question for that is, in those terms, the easement is something that the town has never actually spent money on. They're being for the landowner.
Right.
Okay.
To record it.
All right. Thank you.
Any other question? With that said, I ask for a motion to approve ordinance number 2024-OR-004.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott, I got a second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion. Wait, this one right?
Okay.
Motion to wait the second reading of ordinance number 2024-OR-004. Motion by Matt, got a second.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2024-OR-004, ordinance vacated and platted utility easement.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, got a second. Second by Scott. Any last discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Treasurer sits there and has a depository statement and cash reconcilement for some adjustments. Looks like back all the way from May of 2021, June 22, April 23, June 23, in the amount of $380.91.
It's actually seven.
And then you had this
the total.
That's the total?
The total is $78.86.
So with the total of?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. With the total of $78.86. And Mrs. Miller, our clerk treasurer, is asking for our approval and vote on this so they can take this out.
So
I got a motion by Scott. Hold on a minute. Second by Randy. Discussion?
What?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay.
I was just going to explain what it was.
But
that's okay. I was just going to explain what it was. I know I had sent you all an email so you would be aware of what it was, but it was when we can't reconcile with the billing office, we have to make an adjustment to our bank account. And then I'm going to ask Charlie to start doing this monthly. So he has to come before you all to get approval to adjust this off when we're not able to reconcile with them. I'm sorry. Even though I don't get a response, yes.
Well, actually, I have a question.
What, yes.
Why does it not jive?
You would have to ask Charlie. I have no idea.
Lord, I'm leaving. I didn't want no controversy.
Why does it? Some of it is delinquent check issues that bounce back and forth. Some of it is credit card issues that they're not billed that day, and they come days after. We'll just have to go through each individual one for the reasoning.
So there's nothing actually wrong. It's just delinquent pay.
I think it's in
one form or another.
One way, and you've got overages and underages, and like I said, without going through each individual one, I don't have an answer for it.
How much does the billing company bill yearly? Just rough ballpark.
$78.
I just don't have the authority to adjust it off. It has to be from the council.
It's for 3 years.
Yeah, that's 3 years. Because the narrative will be that we made all these mistakes. And,
right.
You know, we're talking about $78 and a couple fees out of
right.
$2 to $3 million.
It just takes council approval.
Yeah, y'all just have to write them off. We can't write them off. That's all it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. General comments from the public?
Okay. Keep up with all the excitement in the area. We just received two stair chairs today, which we'll have on some of our first responder units in case we have to get people on the second, third, fourth, down the stairs. And then, as you know, we've not waited on whoever the EMS provider is to step up to the plate. We're doing it every time we see a need, we attack it.
I'm glad that you have some vision for the future at Boston Town, Sellersburg, in whatever capacity, whether it's fire or EMS. So I'm real appreciative of the chief. I said hello. He only tells me when he needs something.
He's teaching for the state the 300-400 level class up in more of the ice belt where they're about to get about 2 inches of ice up north of Indiana today. So
you're in charge.
Yeah, and what you got. I'm a squirrel, so.
You do a good job, so I appreciate everything you all do.
We appreciate your all support. Big time. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. John, where do you have tonight?
I'll keep it short. As you recall, we had our annual blood drive here 2 weeks ago, I guess. Our goal was 34, we had 39 units with six time first donors, so during a, they exceed our goal for the blood drive. And donor month and during a blood shortage is obviously huge for the Red Cross, so I want to thank everybody that participated in that. I want to personally give thanks to the residents. Obviously, we've had some weather here the last couple of weeks. My guys, our guys, the team has been out the trucks, obviously, that includes myself. I want to thank people when they see our trucks, typically they move out of the way, or they don't try to rush in front of us or pull out and this, that, and the other, so I'm thankful for that, so I appreciate the residents giving us some space to work during that time. Also, we had, obviously, with the super cold temperatures, we had several main breaks. I want to give a shout out to my water team for jumping down in cold 1-degree weather with water spraying out all over the buildings and frozen clothes to get the job done and not put people out of water during the weather there.
There wasn't.
And our sewer team as well, they got called out on several issues with some pump stations. I will ask again, please, 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 flushable wipes are not flushable. Please do not flush wipes down the pipes. This includes Lysol wipes, Clorox wipes, Cottonelle wipes, Dude wipes, anything that says flushable wipes are truly not flushable. So please, please do not flush wipes down the toilet. They cause us a lot of issues and a lot of money to have to fix and replace pumps. So if you go to sellersburg.org, at the very bottom is the 2024 holiday trash collection schedule for the entire year, so you'll know what holidays are when and when your trash day will be. So if you want to do that, we also put that in the next billing statement, so that'll be mailed to every user of our sanitation, trash sanitation on that. And spring week for this year is going to be March 18th through the 23rd. That is posted and information is on the website for that.
What was the date again?
March 18th through the 23rd.
Is that on the website?
It is on the website.
Thank you. The chief's not here?
The chief is not.
So the first time the fire department shows up, police department?
I thought that was interesting myself. I didn't know if they coordinated that. Dave, did you talk to the chief today? Or was that him? We're going to be asking that.
Maybe see him walk in the steer and walk like that.
No, with the weather going, he said he had some stuff he needed to take care of on the homestead, so he didn't have anything for the council tonight.
Well, I appreciate the fire department. I appreciate the chief.
All right. Okay. Any questions or any thoughts? Charlie? Good. Okay. All right. Mike Harris, JTL, here with us tonight. Start out the
B team tonight.
All right.
Record meeting pace here, I'll be clear.
She typically just reads the blue lines.
Is that what we're doing? Thanks. I'll skip the first one on the water service plan inventory. There was some previous work done on this under what they called type one, so that was a record review. If you guys remember, we brought that to you guys. IFA paid $20,000 under that. This is all contracted directly through IFA, so you all give your permission, but we'll contract it through them. They pay for everything. Type 2 and type 3, I don't know why they broke it down like this. So type 1 was the records review, type 2 is the planning, and type 3 is the inspection and field validation of what's out there. This is all related to lead service line identification. So there are grant applications going in due at the end of February. Again, it doesn't cost the town a dime. IFA pays for everything. We need your permission, your signature on grant applications. So that will be coming up in the next few weeks. Keep that moving forward.
So JTL is preparing a grant for it on our behalf?
Correct. And it will be type 2 is about $15,000. Type 3 will be about $200,000 plus or minus. That's to identify all of the lead and copper service lines in the town.
I just think it's important to note that it's part of our partnership that I don't know if anybody in here has ever wrote a grant. I'm sure it's from the IFA. It's probably about 600 pages long, but that's one of the services that our partnership.
Absolutely.
Not to mention all the surveying or.
That's right, that's right.
Can everybody hear me?
No.
No.
You can't hear me, Charlie?
No. I didn't hear anything you said.
I appreciate you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sorry about on Facebook or YouTube.
Now your light's green.
Under the, asset management plan, we're helping with the new treatment plant items, helping pull the info out of the O&M docs that have been submitted, and then any other items that are requested. Ivy Tech 2, that will be, it says ready for bid, that means ready to advertise for bid by mid-February. So I know Charlie's been involved with reviewing those plans. That's continuing to move forward. Treatment plant, should I read all of the black text on that? On that one? No, just the blue.
Red.
Yeah, I'd like to read it.
I'm not going to read it. So there's some warranty items going on out there. Sludge presses have had a couple pumps that are being added, some polymer pumps. There's a RAS pump and mixer that are being fixed. So these are things that are all being fixed under warranty. We're working with the contractor to get those done. I think BDP was on site today for the polymer pumps, I believe. I don't know if they're done.
I don't know if they're done, but they were there.
Okay, so they were there today. There will be a change order at the next meeting for Pace. It's $0.
$0. I didn't want to avoid it, man.
$0. So it's just, it's really to clean up the contract that they have an end date, and it's moving out because they're taking care of these items. So yeah, $0. CCMG, you can see the bid schedule. I won't read that out, but that's moving forward. It will be bid, what is it, 4 days from now?
First of.
Be advertised in 4 days. And then the other date to keep in mind is they'll be opened on the 22nd. And then the last two, really Camp Run and State Road 60, there's a few little, there's some seeding and plant things, but it needs to wait for the weather to break.
But you can't plant trees in 1 degree weather?
Probably not a good, you can plant.
Make sure why it's not done?
Any questions?
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harris, it's always good to see you.
Okay, Jake, you there?
Just one thing for the evening, it's more of just forecasting on what's going to either come up on 212 or 226. Late December, we received a petition for voluntary annexation of a very small piece of property. Only entirely by the individual. We're getting noticing out for a live hearing either on the 12th or the 26th. I just want to let you know. That's all I had, any other questions?
Everybody got it?
Don't miss that.
All right. Anybody have anything, Jake? Are you going to go over it tonight?
No.
Randy?
The guys, like to say thank you to the Snow Warriors and those guys who've seen them out. Also, has had some, seen you guys firsthand down in one of the water breaks and called Charlie and gave him an attaboy. It's a lot more painful than it looks, I'm sure. And just pat on the back of those guys, just let them know that we appreciate them. Outside of that, I have not.
Okay, all right, Jerry?
Did all what he said, everywhere I went this past week, and I got compliments on the road and how they look, and how they got cleaned up so quickly. Real quick, I have a paper here from Indiana Media Corporation that was in my bundle.
That's part of the packet for the petition to show proof of advertising.
Oh, you know it.
That's all of it.
Mr. Lincoln, probably is a good idea to tell him if you want to go ahead and move that into the minutes, that way we have record that there was an actual publication, even though we all know it.
Okay.
Even if it's a public hearing, so if somebody wants to move in second, it'd be probably a prudent thing.
So I need a motion to
just enter that into the records.
Enter this into the records, Indiana Media Group, Greensburg, Indiana.
To proof of publication.
And order confirmation for proof of publication.
So, motion by Matt, have a second.
Second.
Scott, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, aye. Motion approved. Thanks.
See you in the folder with the rest of it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have, Fred.
Okay. Matt?
No.
So, all right, what do you have?
Appreciate all the town employees. Charlie, I got a couple calls about Perry Crossing in the Hill area. It's every snow or ice event. And even in Pennantville, and the rest of the counties, pushing out there on the hills. I get it, everybody wants the roads to be immaculate, it's just, it's not humanly possible. We also have to drive us and do with all the weather situations, which is not possible for some either. Somewhere there's a median balance that can take their attention. By no means am I complaining, I'm just passing the information.
I did have a conversation last week, or the week before, with county engineer about figuring out if any of the work group for us to take over some of that responsibility for them during snow events only, including the roads, getting these roads such as part of Perry Crossing, St. Joe, Poindexter, 311 as an example, that we would plow and call them, we're putting together a cost of what it would be, so we're not spending our salt money on their roadways, and for reimbursement, whether it be for products, it might be for products type thing, they would replenish, or we would replenish somehow from their product policy, kind of what I pitched to them. I was having a conversation with county commissioner about that. I had a conversation with Jake about drafting some type of a draft interlocal for something of that nature.
Well, that's
something we're working through.
I think my opinion, you know what my opinion is on Perry Crossing, is, and most of my constituents would probably be in favor of us just having the entire road. So that's not opinion, that's probably fact. That remains to be seen. I know there's some repairs that need to be done up there as well, but that's a start. It's definitely a start, because what we have to recognize is that the majority of taxpayers in my district travel that road. So in effect, they're paying for something that's not being done through tax. They're still paying the county road. I'm sure there's a levy for that as well, but I'm not trying to call anybody out. My main goal is to make sure there's no accidents on that hill. Whatever I can do to help that conversation, the county or Mr. Kaufman or whoever, I'll do what I have to help out. And appreciate all the town employees, police, I've seen them out. Minus 10 degree weather out doing their thing. It's much, much appreciated. So I have nothing else.
Mm-hmm. All right. Myself, including, like I said, I've sent out a thing to Charlie and Scott Griffin, our streets and sanitation superintendent, that I got quite a few texts and calls and everything for everybody's appreciation of how well the job we did here around town with our neighborhoods and everything else. So I really do appreciate everybody's desire. I know it's a long night, but like I said, you make a lot of people happy, and hopefully, you know, with the way we are trying to do our part as a council, to be there for our employees on the other end. So I think that's very well appreciated, I think, on every way. So again, I think it's, I know it's tough. I know probably between Kevin, who got in that ditch? Hang on, Kevin or the big boy?
Taylor.
Yeah,
Kevin, got in Ben, it. Bill.
They all got in there.
Zach, yeah. And Dakota.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone of them doing it. I know it's tough. I talked to James Baxter a couple of different times, and he's had to do it. You know, and I know that's no fun. So I appreciate their desire to want to save the, you know, Boil Water Advisory and save us as much money as possible. So I appreciate that. As Charlie said, you know, no wipes in your pipes. Come on, folks. We need everybody to step up and understand the reasoning why. It's not, you know, people sit there and say, well, I'm going to get old Charlie, you know, but I mean, it cost us a lot of money,
And, you know, when it starts costing us a lot of money, it's going to, you know, bring up the conversation of, you know, how do we go about this? And I don't think any resident or any user in our community area that we support is going to like the aftermath. So again, like I said, help us out. You know, we've preached this for almost 4 years now. And like I said, things do get better, but at times, especially during the cold times of the year, you start seeing the reason why we push this. And so again, I appreciate everybody at home and here in attendance as well to keep that in mind. So again, looks like everybody got all the Christmas stuff all down and everything in time for Mother Nature held in. So hopefully we'll be ready to go. Rain's next 2 days, so be careful out there. It will get slick, but we'll wash away some of the residue that we all are going to be standing or sitting in line trying to clean the vehicles. So I know it's going to be a busy few days here, probably this coming weekend. So again, we appreciate everybody coming in attendance here tonight. Michelle, do you all have anything y'all need to add tonight?
No.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Well, I'll ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, aye. 6:38.